Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Odin.
Oh, Tom.
You know, when we're doing this right now, for those listeners who may be listening at any time ever, potentially in the very far distant future, it is now February in the year. And so...
Of what year? Yes.
You want to know what year it is?
I do.
It's 2024.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
I had no idea what year Which it was, honestly. I have lost all track of time.
And, well, it's the time of the year. What happens that might have a cultural impact on us in this month, Dean?
Not only this month, but right now as we speak about it, it's happening. This, laissez les bon temps rouler, monsieur.
Woo!
This is Mardi Gras time.
All right.
Down in New Orleans, anyway. And we've got carnival in Rio coming up. We've got carnival in Brazil. We've got carnival in different parts of the Caribbean.
Nice.
This is the month, man. This is coming up to Lent. You know, you got to let it all out because you can't do it once Lent comes. And you got to pull it all together again.
Okay.
So this is all leading up to Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday, yeah.
Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
And I was reading something in the paper about this, one of the phenomenons, one of the traditions of Mardi Gras, certainly as it's done in New Orleans, it comes out of a very Catholic tradition.
It's
celebration before Lent.
Right.
But over the years, the importance of king cake. And the reason I mention king cake.
That's hard to say. King cake.
Well, say it now. Here we go. King cake.
There's a Mardi Gras king and there's a Mardi Gras queen.
Uh-huh.
And the connection of king and queen and the three wise men.
The three kings. Right. So, yeah.
It's all coming together.
Yeah. Okay. Right? Which probably may have been kings, may not, and whatever. Yeah.
So king cake is developed. It's a fairly newer tradition in Mardi Gras where you have this, it's a delicious pastry.
Mm.
And it's this huge cake. It's like a cruller, but it's like a massive cruller.
A giant cruller.
A giant cruller, yeah. And it's covered in in this.
It's a king size cruller.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, see?
A frosting of three different colors, purple, gold, and green, which are the Mardi Gras colors.
Okay, yeah.
And inside, you cut it. And it could be flavored. It can have almond flavoring inside or vanilla flavoring. But somewhere in the cake is a baby Jesus.
Oh, right.
A little plastic baby Jesus.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
And most of the commercial king cakes that are manufactured now for Mardi Gras keep the baby Jesus in a little piece of plastic, and they don't put it in the cake. They put it right on the top. So it becomes your responsibility because they don't want to put it inside the cake.
So they don't get lawsuits from having someone swallow the baby Jesus.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Right. Although I think that swallowing the baby Jesus is like communion, right?
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Sort of.
I mean, I'm guessing, not being a follower of the flock, I'm looking at the whole situation from the outside, but
right.
Yeah, swallow the baby Jesus. I think that's probably
the body of Christ is part of communion.
Yeah,
yes.
But it's this big. It's like an inch big.
Yeah, which makes it even easier to swallow.
Right. Yeah. So you don't.
I think
it's
the litigation part that's probably driving what they're doing.
You don't want to do that. Right?
No. No. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd rather not.
Yeah.
So
why are we talking about this?
Well, because it's a Mardi Gras tradition,
okay.
And this is the month of Mardi Gras. And here's the thing about.
Wait. Here's the thing. Hold on.
Here's the culture. Cultural thing.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Well, wait a minute. Why are we here?
Well,
because,
that's what I'm wondering.
Oh. Because, and it's a cultural thing, because, oops,
your
culture's
showing. And it's showing quite a bit here.
And I'm here with Tom Peterson.
And I'm here with Dean Foster.
And we're both here with
Torin.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. I didn't know if I was supposed to say my name or not.
You're in.
And we're all wishing we're sitting around eating king cake.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I have some king cake right now.
Yep. It's very tasty. Yep. But everybody in New Orleans has got their favorite king cakes. So and there's lots of bakeries that make them. So you got to be very careful about what you say about king cake, because you're probably going to be either complimenting or putting somebody's favorite king cake manufacturer down, and everybody's got their favorites.
Well,
so
I don't have any desire to diss the king cake. No wish to offend.
But I say that as a caveat now, because one of the things that struck me recently is that there's been this one manufacturer of king cake in New Orleans that has gotten a tremendous amount of press. Mm. And the king cake, by the way, is phenomenal. Okay. It really is good. Mm. It's Dong Fuang.
Okay.
King cake.
Mm. Okay.
Now, Dong Fuang doesn't sound very French. Or
I
Creole.
Would not say that right. would sound
right.
French. Right.
Because they're not. They're Vietnamese.
Okay. Okay.
It's a Vietnamese bakery that started about, I think, 10 or 15 years ago.
Okay.
By Vietnamese immigrants. Uh-huh. And here's the cultural connection. You've got the influence of French culture in both New Orleans.
Yes.
And in Vietnam.
Right.
Uh-huh. And everybody's.
It was a colony of France.
Yes. Right. And in Vietnam, one of the amazing things that struck me the very first time I was there was the fact that you have this incredible Southeast Asian food. Mm. You know, you've got all of the lemongrass and the buns and the delicious Southeast Asian foods that you can imagine if you've ever had Thai food.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the pho. Which is uniquely Vietnamese, which is basically this hot soup. You know, it's
right.
You can have it with beef, you can have it with chicken, you can have it with veggies, you can have it with shrimp.
I'm getting real hungry.
It's wonderful. But it's all Southeast Asian style,
okay.
Right?
Mm. Yep.
And then you have, you see people coming home at the end of the day with fresh baked baguettes. In Saigon.
The French influence.
In Ho Chi Minh City. Mm. It's part of Vietnamese culture.
Sure, sure.
So you have rice and bread, not just rice culture.
Mm, yeah.
But you have rice and bread culture.
Okay. Mm.
Uh-huh. And in Vietnam, you can have French delicacies as well as Southeast Asian style food.
Huh.
And it's right there. It's always, since the French, certainly, the colonization, it's always been heavily influenced by French cuisine.
Mm.
So now we have these French, these Vietnamese immigrants coming to the Gulf Coast of the United States and settling where, of course, in a warm climate, right. where they can continue to do their seafood. Mm. And because the Gulf is filled with shrimp, as it is the Gulf of Saigon in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very similar topography, and it allows them to continue to do the kind of living that they were doing.
Yeah, sure.
And they bring with them all of their culinary traditions, including the French tradition.
Yeah.
Which matches with the French traditions in New Orleans.
It's like a perfect fit.
Okay.
So now you have a Vietnamese bakery making king cake.
Mm.
And what do they do? They make it in a uniquely French way, which makes it suddenly an amazing standout.
Mm,
now, I've had different kinds of king cakes in New Orleans.
Okay.
And they're all wonderful, and they're all slightly different. And, you know, you can have...
But they're all crullerish.
Crullerish. And you can have a blind... We should definitely have a blind tasting of king cakes, because they're all fabulous.
Well, if I must.
You're going to force me into it.
I'll do my best.
But... This one, when I just most recently had Dong Fuang king cake, was very different.
Okay.
And it was different because the tradition that the Vietnamese immigrants brought with them was the tradition of lamination.
Oh,
Where you take the dough and you roll it out and you fold it. And fold it, and fold it, and fold it. And between each fold, there's lots of butter.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's lots of cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that
my
goodness.
They
put in there. Mm-hmm. And then you chill it. Mm. And then you do it again.
Mm.
You roll it out. You fold it. You fold it. You fold it. You fold it. Butter, 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 butter. Chill it. Do it again.
Are you okay over there?
And then
unless I was eating some of that.
And then you frost it.
Just imagine you are.
And what we're doing is
the problem I am.
We're frosting it with the lightest frosting. This is not a thick coat of heavy crusty frosting.
Way too much.
Right, right.
Too much frosting.
This is light.
Yeah, you don't want to overdo.
No, well,
in a very French fashion. But it's a French fashion that comes to us via Vietnam.
Right, right.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And this particular king cake is bringing traditional French culinary aspects.
Right.
To the king cake.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which I have not seen in other king cakes.
Right.
So you bite into this one.
Yeah.
And the butter just oozes
from it.
Wow.
Into this very light sweet frosting.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And I don't know, if I were the baby Jesus, I wouldn't want to come out.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Stay there forever.
I think that's wise. What it's telling me is that if I lived in New Orleans, I would weigh 400 pounds.
There is
and
that.
I'm not tall, so 400 pounds, yes.
Can I ask with that, is king cake baked year-round?
No.
No, just during March.
Oh, you can only get it during that time.
So that helps.
You can only get it around Mardi Gras. I suppose you could go into some sort of, you know, store where they've got frozen king cake.
Yeah, maybe here or there, but it's not fresh baked.
Nobody wants it. Yeah, yeah. They only make it usually the 2 or 3 weeks coming up to Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And then once Mardi Gras is finished, once we got Fat Tuesday, that's
it. It goes away.
We're done.
You got to wait.
Got to wait. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Well, that's disappointing.
Can I ask why we're not in New Orleans right now?
Well, that's a question that we all often ask ourselves.
Yeah.
Just about any time of year.
Yeah.
Except maybe the middle of the summer.
Well,
really,
there are times where.
Yeah.
But unbelievable. I mean, that's such. Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And
I'm not going to recover.
And so. Dong Phuong King Cake has become so popular, particularly this year.
Okay.
It just kind of, everyone became aware of it. It just hit the radar. That this year, they ran out. You couldn't order it.
Yeah.
And what they did is they always had some every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were lining up at dawn in front of the bakery.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Good for that.
Sleeping overnight, probably.
Yeah.
Or just not going to sleep, as it would be the case in New Orleans often.
Yeah, exactly.
You
got a Cafe Le Monde.
Now, you know, this is what you can have on top of your your coffee,
coffee and beignets.
And beignets.
And beignets, yeah. Because beignets in that what's there's no problem.
Beignets you'll have every day, and so you'll continue to have your beignet. But,
sure.
But around Mardi Gras, you'll have your beignet and coffee and
Well, once
king
they
cake.
Stop making it, I would hide my tears in beignets. That's, you know.
Is that a song?
Right. I think it is.
I think it was a Louis Prima hit back in the 40s. Hide my tears in beignets.
I'm really sure it was not Louis Prima.
Hiding my tears in
99% of the people listening to this have no idea who Louis
Prima is. Well, he was a big New Orleans. He came from New Orleans.
Okay.
He was a big New Orleans musician.
There you go.
And he kind of linked a lot of New Orleans
but extremely
sound,
into the Italian
very much
lifestyle,
so. The
New Orleans Italian right lifestyle and his music very much represented.
And King Cake is
for all of you
really
people who want to go out and get something from him right now.
Comes out of the French and Creole tradition, but now we have Vietnam bringing classic French lamination techniques to the king cake.
Yeah.
And
French
it
lamination
very special.
Cool. Sounds like something that you talk about in some sort of romantic aspect. I'm just
Is it?
Just saying, you know.
Okay. Well, I think if you if
I
if,
mean, you know,
if you're
I'm
on
board for French lamination.
I'm thinking arts and crafts, but okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, so am I in a way.
Okay. Oh, no.
It's a culinary term.
Ah.
But the French have kind of like made that their technique. And now there are other cultures that do lamination too. But
well, Vietnam.
Yeah, because it was because of the French.
Mm, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And there's, you know, the influence. Well, it's like New Orleans. The French were there. It was,
I just never
was
had
their
a king cake
colony.
With so much butter oozing out.
Yeah, you made the point. I'm sitting over here ready to eat my arm right now.
Because I know you've got a Substack, which hopefully many of our listeners are also avid readers of. Is this something that you I don't know when we're releasing this, but that either you are going to write about or maybe have written about by the time this comes out. I'm not sure. I'm just curious because this is something very pertinent.
Yeah, the article is definitely coming out on my Substack.
Oh, great.
Yeah, which is deanfosterglobal.substack.com.
Cool. Okay.
And
it's what was that?
deanfosterglobal.substack.com.
Okay.
Thanks. The link in the show notes.
All right.
And it's coming out in my column on culture's consequences, where we talk about headlines or things that are going on in the news, as this month
Wasn't
is.
Wasn't that a
Mardi
game
Gras.
Show with Bob Barker?
Welcome to culture's consequences.
If only it were.
It's a city maybe in Arizona well, now, too, I maybe, think.
Yeah, not with Bob Barker.
Culture consequences.
Maybe it
well,
should be.
Not with Bob.
Yeah. Maybe it should be with a different host.
Yeah. With a different host.
Well, we're talking
Drew
about.
Carey, maybe.
We talk about the, cultural, the cultural reasons for the headlines, not the political, not the economic. Not social policy, but what's
well,
going
yes,
why is there a
it's
cultural,
a cultural podcast.
Exactly.
So, you know, or, we have yeah, to have that.
So we're mentioning it here, too.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Right.
Okay, cool. Well, that makes sense. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, laissez les bon temps rouler.
Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Let nice. The good times roll.
Yes. Well, absolutely. It would be nice if they would roll for a while, you know?
Just, really, because we need some.
We could use a few.
This year, we really need
some. A couple
of
them. Yeah, yeah. Besides the king cake, or maybe an adjacent to king cake, what other cultural aspects around Mardi Gras that are kind of obvious, flagrant, or not so flagrant? Maybe that's more important. Maybe ones that are underlying issues or aspects or anything like that. You got anything for us?
Well, you know the crews, right? So there's different crews, different groups of people that represent different clubs.
Crews, not a cruise that you would take like down the Mississippi.
Oh, C-R-E-W-S?
No, K-R-E-W-E.
Oh.
Mm,
K-R-E-W-E.
Okay.
Cruise. Yeah, and they represent, the tradition goes back, I'm not quite sure how long, but quite a long, it's got to be at least 100 years, maybe more, where different social clubs.
Yeah.
In New Orleans would gather and celebrate Mardi Gras in a very special way.
Okay.
They usually, you know, there were crews that represented social clubs that were quite elite in the city.
Okay.
And if you go back 100 years, you're talking about Civil War time and post-Civil War and pre-Civil War. And so these were very segregated activities.
Sure.
And different social clubs were only, all social clubs at the time were only white. There was one or two that were black, but they were, as far as I know, they were not included in the
main
parades,
right? Yeah.
So different crews would parade at different times.
Yeah.
And you have different crews parading at different times up to Mardi Gras, Tuesday.
Okay.
So for the 10 days, let's say, before Mardi Gras, you've got different parades every day by these different crews. And, of course, one of the main black crews now is the Zulus, and everybody comes out for the Zulu crew.
And these crews, for people who don't know, and again, I'm not going to pretend I know things about this, but I think this is when you're seeing the very decorated costuming and floats, perhaps.
Yeah, floats and extraordinary costumes.
A lot of time and effort being
and
put
lots
into
of
this
music,
stuff.
Right?
Lots of music, right?
Right.
So you see these very different areas, and you're talking the Zulus. Are they? I'm thinking they're going to be incredibly colorful.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah,
truly nice. Amazing. And everybody wants to get some sort of souvenir from these floats as they go by.
Right.
So each float is literally throwing these different things to the crowds on both sides.
Yeah. Sure.
And you want to catch the Zulu coconuts, and you want to catch whatever crew is going by, whatever specialty they've got.
Coconuts.
You know?
Wow. Yeah.
But they're really quite dramatically designed.
Really? Are they tossing these things?
Yes, they are.
The coconuts?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. You got to really have a heads up.
A heads up, and you better have a good pair of hands.
Exactly.
I'm not sure.
Because I know about throwing beads, but those won't give you a concussion.
Yeah. Yeah. The beads, of course, everybody throws the beads.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got different crews and different, and they're all marching on different days, and there's lots of music, and it's a big celebration.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So in all these crews, they're representing now, aren't they representing things like more indigenous peoples of the area?
Well, some of them are serious, like
some
that.
Of, like in what would have been African American, that kind of thing, along with many of the different indigenous areas, and some are just. You're talking social, so you're talking
social
like
clubs just for fun.
Groups that get together for whatever reason.
And every year you get new crews that are joining these different parades that are just for the fun of it.
Mm. Right.
Like most recently, this week, I think, we had the crew of Barkus, which is dogs.
Right? Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I get it.
Yeah. And so the dogs, but there's also the people who own the dogs who are on the floats, and it's a great deal of fun.
I hope they're not throwing dogs into the
I don't think they throw the
bones,
the
maybe? I don't mean bones of dogs.
Oh,
let's not go there.
No.
Come on.
By throwing a dog a bone.
No, this is a celebration.
Or chew bone or something like that.
The dogs are walking along with the floats.
Okay. I see.
That's good to hear.
That makes me feel better about it. Sure.
Everybody's having a good time.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Good. Nice.
Okay.
Nice. Are the dogs dressed up?
Yeah, of course they're dressed
up. Okay, good.
Yeah, they're in costume.
And
everybody's in costume for Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Right. Do they, the costume type of stuff, I mean, I've seen so many pictures and videos of the people really dressed, lots of feathers and beads and sparkles of all different kinds and stuff like that. But like with the Barkus, I think you said, would they be dressed up like dogs, or are they going out and dressing? I know you don't have to be an expert on
Barkus. There's a king of Barkus, so one of the dogs is going to win, you know, and the owners are also dressed up in costumes.
Yeah, and are they dressing up like dogs? Or don't
The owners? No.
And not the dogs aren't dressing up like dogs. I think they have a pretty good costume on their own.
Right.
But
the bean parade is happening, too.
Here we go.
Yeah, the bean parade is a big one.
Okay.
Yes, where
these are people who...
wearing costumes that they beaded themselves with beans.
With beans. Actually, yes. Grown beans. Of some kind, like actual beans.
Like rice and beans, which is a traditional dish in New Orleans.
Sure.
So the beans, but before you cook them.
Okay, yeah.
And jackets and...
All made from the beans.
All made from the beans.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And are they throwing beans?
That's a good question. I should ask my daughter, because she lives in New Orleans.
Yeah, and takes part in these things.
She's definitely into the beans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's into the beans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's been beaning for weeks.
It may be me, but I would say you don't want to walk behind that group, you know?
I see. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just a thought.
Well, they're uncooked.
True.
And I have a hard time believing that the people who do this don't consume beans.
Well,
in large quantities.
In large quantities.
Massive quantities, perhaps.
Of course, because they would have to.
I mean, you got to get a lot of beans to do this,
you
right?
Need your energy.
And at some point...
I have to read off. I looked at the Barkus website.
Okay.
And there's wonderful pictures of dogs. People should definitely check this out. Crewofbarkus.org. I'm giving Barkus a plug.
Crew being K-R-E-W-E.
Yes, how we spelled it earlier. Uh-huh. Ofbarkus.org. And we've got some Barkus royalty here. We've got the Barkus King is King Bentley Jurgens. We've got the Barkus Queen B. Broussard. And the celebrity Grand Marshal is, of course, Pippa, the three-legged dog.
The three-legged dog.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're all very cute.
You got to give it to Pippa. I mean, she comes out.
Pippa, I think, is maybe my, I mean, I hate to choose favorites here.
No, Pippa's an automatic winner. She's got three legs. She wins.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're very, very cute dog. Yeah.
Check it out. All right. Nice. Very nice. We've got beans. We've got Zulus. We've got many of these kinds of things. Anything else in and around the event down there of that? You also mentioned Brazil. We've talked about this in the past.
Carnival in Brazil.
Yeah, which is...
We call it Mardi Gras in New Orleans, because of the French influence.
Right, which means Fat Tuesday.
Right.
Which is the Tuesday before...
Right before Lent.
Right. Yes.
Which is Wednesday.
Right.
So
Ash Wednesday, actually.
Ash Wednesday. Yes. Right. And that's when all celebration stops. Right?
Oh, yes.
And now
it's
we have to give something up.
That's right.
You must sacrifice.
Yes.
So this is all about celebrating as much as you possibly can.
Before that.
Right.
Fitting it in. Yep.
Yeah. So in Brazil, it's not French, it's Portuguese. cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really a carnival tradition. Right. I mean, Mardi Gras is a form of carnival. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. And but carnival is all over the globe, right?
Wherever there was the Catholic
right.
Mediterranean influence, right?
Yeah, because usually it's in some of the Caribbean.
Yes, but usually yep. brought through the period of colonization.
Sure.
So it's not something to celebrate, but it
but you'd celebrate taking it from that right. and owning it for your own.
Right. So wherever the French colonized, wherever the Portuguese colonized,
right. But not the British.
Not the British. We don't have carnival in Britain.
No.
So what we have instead...
Well, it's not a big Catholic country anymore.
Exactly.
It's been since the 1500s, but, right around there.
You know, this is all just an excuse for midwinter celebration because we'll all absolutely. Go mad if we don't have something.
Yeah.
So what do we have?
Yeah.
We Puritans who don't come out of these cultures that don't
what
come
do we
out
have?
Of the... The, this Catholic tradition.
I'll tell you what we have. Do you know what we have?
We have Halloween.
We have Halloween, right, in that time period. I know what we have in this time period also. Groundhog Day.
No. That's a celebration? I'd like to see Punxsutawney Phil dressed up in beans.
Well, maybe he could get into the Barkus thing. Come on, the crew. Come on,
yeah,
Punxsutawney.
Be a Barkus Royal.
And everybody's got some rodent who's supposedly telling us about the weather.
You know, that says so much about...
Because the meteorologist, it doesn't say much about them, does it?
about how to have a good time.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm going with that.
In a Puritan-based culture versus a
absolutely.
Non-Puritan-based culture.
Yeah, enjoy this. This is going to enlighten you because, see, it's also going to tell you if there's 6 more weeks of winter or not. So when it tells you that, boy, do you feel good about there's 6 more weeks.
90% of the time, it always says that you got 6
Guess
more
what?
Weeks
you got
of winter.
6 more weeks of winter.
Because you do.
Super. Yeah, because no matter what the stupid thing says, you're going to have 6 more weeks of winter.
You will actually have that.
So go back and have another slice of king cake.
Sounds good to me. I mean, you sold me
absolutely.
Pretty quickly
yep,
earlier.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
I'm all in on the taste test.
Absolutely.
So is that starting right now?
Right now.
Ready to go? Okay.
I thought we were going to do that. I thought we were going to have a taste test of,
really?
Of king cake.
I wasn't made aware
this
of this
discussion.
Yeah. Okay.
A blind
and I'm a little
tasting.
Annoyed
right.
That we're
I'm
not.
A little aggrieved. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure who's responsible for that. I don't know. Can we blame you, Torin,
the
producer?
I think we have to blame Dean. I don't
well,
want to throw
point,
that out there, but I've got to throw it out there.
We didn't know anything.
Get
about
it off
the
of me here.
You know, I could have placed an order with Dong Feng like back
there
in November, and maybe they would have put
gotten
me
it to
list.
Us by now.
A little proactive
maybe
here.
Maybe I would have been.
I know. I think perhaps that the ball has been dropped,
very much
so to speak. Yeah. And maybe the king cake has been dropped.
So
let's hope.
I don't want to even think about that. Dean, can I ask, because you mentioned your culture's consequences column on your Substack, what else have you talked about in terms of sort of getting behind the daily headlines?
Well, we talked about in one article, I think the one that came out just before, Ukraine and Russia and the cultural issues behind that conflict.
Okay.
Specifically, not economic, not political, but the cultural issues, the differences between Ukraine culture and Russian culture.
Gotcha.
And that one of the features, while they share many similarities because of the ethnic roots are the same, generally speaking, linguistic roots are the same, although Ukrainian is a different language from Russian. Mm. And they're both Eastern Orthodox in terms of religion. Mm. The significant
and the Soviet Union had controlled it for 90 some years,
and before that in history several times
as well.
Other reasons.
Sure.
So there's lots of similarity, but fundamentally, I would even go so far as to say there are probably as many reasons why they are different.
Mm.
And one of those significant reasons is the Russian culture. Russian culture is what I would define as one of the world's insecure cultures, where it has to get its definition from those other cultures around it, as opposed to supplying it itself.
Mm.
And this is not the case with Ukraine, which has a very well-defined culture.
Interesting. Okay.
So we wrote about that, and that's on the Substack. And before that, we did an article about about Mr. Musk and Tesla in Sweden, where most of the cars are produced in Europe. And the problem...
Most of the Tesla cars are produced in Sweden.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them are.
Okay.
And there's a big strike in the Swedish factory because he went in with non-Swedish ideas about how to manufacture and how to compensate people for their jobs.
Sure.
And the Swedes wouldn't have any of it.
Yeah. Hard to believe the Swedes wouldn't have any of that. and not hard to believe at all that Mr. Musk, Elon Musk, brought in his own ideas of them, which I'm guessing are basically his American ideas that he's bringing out of here to bring over there. I'm guessing. Am I
wrong?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hmm. Well, we do know how to do everything right. The Americans.
Oh, of course.
We do know how to do everything right.
Yes.
I'm not talking about us individually. I'm talking about the
USA, USA.
Here. Yeah. Which would lead us to something like what is known as the ugly American, which maybe we'll talk about it in another.
Could be. Interesting.
Maybe.
Well, you know, from a cultural point of view, everybody can be ugly if you don't understand the culture.
I take exception to that.
Dare you?
I know that look, I didn't get cleaned up and really spruced up today, but give me a break
here. I may be covered in king cake, but normally, yeah.
I was buried. I want to play the baby Jesus.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I want to do in a massive king cake.
I would appreciate
only a layered one, though. That's what I want.
Laminated.
Yeah. No. That's,
okay.
Yeah,
yes.
You got to be picky.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's remarkable how the cultural influences went around the world for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have the French cultural influence in New Orleans.
Right.
That was there since the French days of colonization.
When the French had controlled it.
Mm-hmm. And then the Vietnamese immigrants bringing French influences from Vietnam.
Right.
That's cool.
And back to New Orleans.
Yes.
Which kind of explains why this phenomenon happened with this particular bakery. Because there was this need for, or at least this appreciation for, in a town that's dedicated to food and music and good times, this need for something that would make the king cake stand out more than any of the others, or at least give it a recognition that that would require something more than what was being produced. And what would that be? It would be French culinary techniques.
Yeah.
But from Vietnam.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That
sure.
Melding. Yeah.
And that became a phenomenon.
And it sounds good to me.
Yeah. A field trip?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now.
All right. Well, then let's maybe wrap it up and
we
head
can
over
get there by dinner. Okay.
To New Orleans or Saigon?
Well, yes. I think if we're getting there by dinner, we got to go the New Orleans route.
First.
Right. Sure.
Stop there first.
And stop over.
Okay.
Yeah. Have 5 king cakes each.
Each.
Of the laminated.
Absolutely.
Cake. Uh-huh. And then, off to Vietnam.
Then hop on a plane and get to,
up to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Get to Ho Chi Minh City and one of my favorite restaurants, Chak La Vang.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
Well, we'll talk about that on another day because, thank you, Dean, for this today. I'm just sitting here drooling all over myself, which is
there's drool all over
pretty
the floor.
Disgusting.
It's really, really gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Torn.
My pleasure.
And I'm Tom Peterson, and we've been here talking at you about all of these wonderful foods because...
Les bon temps roulés.
Easy for you to say. And... Oops.
Oops.
Your
culture's showing.
Smell ya. Before you run off and disappear back into your own cultures, let me give you some information about something we really want you to know, and that's how to get hold of us. Give us your questions, your comments, anything along those lines. By email, it's oopscultureshow@gmail.com, and be sure to follow us on whatever social media you use at oopscultureshow. Thanks.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.